You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
That Eliezer is stunned, very wondering that did he succeed his task or not. So Ha'ish Mishta'eh. So the question is, what was he waiting for? Because first of all, when he did tefillah, Ibrahimenu appeared. Is that enough?
Yes.
It's enough. And not only that, he noticed that the water came up to her feet. Is that enough?
Yes.
Ha'ish Mishta'eh. Wow, what are you waiting for anymore? That's it, you know. By the Burun. And that's it. Finalize the deal.
Maybe he wants her to finish the mitzvah completely.
What mitzvah? Let me ask you this. Did Ibrahimenu do the right thing?
Yes. Did the right thing?
Did she do the right thing?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
How do you know?
When somebody asked for the water, you know it's on the way, it came back.
Like, let's say somebody comes to your house, is asking for water. Would you give him water? Yeah. Let's say you are a guest at somebody else's house and somebody asks for water. Would you give water?
By nobody listens.
You don't ask the balabait?
No, maybe it's on the table right in front of you, so you give it.
Understand, but do you have the authority to give people water in other people's house?
No.
What are you looking? What are you waiting for?
Yes, I would do it.
No, but it's not permitted. It's a stealing.
So, maybe the owner of the house is not right there. The guy asked for the water.
So you have no permission to give him water.
You go look for the owner?
Of course.
In fact,
so now the question here is, was Rivka Imeno permitted to give these strangers from the water of the city? Who said that she's permitted to give water to other people? You see, Yaakov Avinu Alav Shalom went to Haran. The well was covered with a big rock. Yeah. Why? Because they didn't permit anybody to drink from it. So who said that Rivka Imenu was permitted to give water to Eliezer and his camels? I'm sorry?
For herself.
But when she wanted to water others, she had to draw. Didn't come up. Only for herself.
Is it her father's
well? I'm sorry?
Is it her father's well?
No, it's a city well. It's a property of the city.
Can't she do Robin Hood?
No.
What should he do?
Robin Hood.
And not only that, why Eliezer says, that if a girl appears and gives him water and the camels, what do you want from the camels? So if she gives water to you, it's not good enough.
He was looking for somebody had chesed.
Yeah, it's not chesed.
So that's good enough. A stranger, you see a stranger, like a lesbian lady sees a stranger, what's her reaction to the stranger?
Somebody asked for it.
What's their reaction to the stranger? Run away! You're not going to hear, no, stick around. So now she, you know, helped him and then and all of these things. But why he requested, Eliezer, that she should give water to the camels?
See how far she goes to do chesed.
Not at all. Kana Kadosh, listen carefully to Atan Hashem, Matok Mitavash. Here, Eliezer wanted to test Rivka Imenu. How? So he said, if the girl comes and then would offer to give water to the camels, so then she's the one. How did Rivka Imenu know that this water is permitted to give them? Because she knew that the camels of Abraham, they're not going to drink from stolen water. I'm sorry?
I don't think she knew that.
Of course she know. Of course she know. No, but the point of the matter here is that Eliezer wanted to find out. But here, the camels that would not drink from the stone. That means the Kaimenu knew she's permitted to do so. Unless she would not ever would do such a thing. So that was her test. To find out that Chas v'Shalom, by doing chesed, she's not doing something wrong. That the mitzvah ban yedei avera, she's doing gezer by helping these people. Shezachuta yeh marid kol am Yisrael. Amidah Hashem nizkeh bechodesh maleh semachot and yeshuot and gezerot.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.